Welcome to Beyond Sunday with Pastor Nick Williams. South Shore Community Church exists to help all people find and follow Jesus. Join us weekly as we talk through current sermons, theology, parenting issues, and how to have a gospel-centered marriage. We are praying that today's message helps you grow closer to Jesus. Now, here's your host, Pastor Nick.
Imagine a seasoned sailor, set to retire after decades on the sea. On his final voyage, though, a storm unlike any other descends. Waves tower, winds howl, and all seems lost. Yet amidst the chaos, a sense of calm descends upon him, not from years of experience, but from a deep, unshakable trust in something greater than the storm. Let me ask you this. Have you ever found yourself caught in a storm you couldn't control, where all your experience and all your knowledge seemed insufficient? What does it take to find peace in such an overwhelming situation? Today, we dive into the turbulent waters of John chapter 6, where we find the disciples in a small boat, swallowed by the dark and stormy night, and Jesus reveals his power and purpose in a most extraordinary way. Like our seasoned sailor, the disciples, these experienced fishermen, are no strangers to the sea. Yet this night is different. As the waves rise and the wind intensifies, their hearts are gripped by fear. As darkness falls and the storm gathers strength, fear begins to take hold in their life. It's a powerful reminder that no amount of human expertise can outmatch the unforeseen trials life throws our way. It's a scenario many of us know too well. When the storms of life rage, when our plans falter, and our fears begin to rise. As I study this passage, the first thing I notice is that Jesus approaches in the storm. Jesus went to them, walking on the sea. Imagine that sight. Christ not sidelined by our troubles, but treading atop the very waves that terrorize us. Here we witness a profound truth that Jesus doesn't calm the storm from a distance. He comes to us, walking over the very waves that threaten to undo us. So let me ask you this. How do you and I respond when Jesus approaches us in our most turbulent times? Do we recognize him? Or, like the disciples, is our initial reaction fear? When life's storms rage, do we recognize Jesus approaching, or do our fears blind us to his very presence in the midst of the storm? I want you to consider King David's words in Psalms. He says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?" That's Psalm 27:1. How might this assurance change our reaction in the midst of our own storms? The second thing I see is honestly the power of his presence. The disciples were terrified until. They were terrified until Jesus spoke and said, "It is I, do not be afraid." His presence and his words transformed their fear into awe. This leads to a question to consider, honestly, and what areas of your life do you need to hear Jesus's calming words? Do not be afraid. Which storms in your life need the calming assurance of Jesus's voice? For just a moment, I want you to reflect on Isaiah's prophecy. It's found in Isaiah 41:10. It says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." How can embracing this truth impact your current struggles? How might recognizing Jesus' presence change your perspective on the challenges that you're facing today? The third thing I notice in this passage is the instant calm. In John 6:21, it says, "Then they were willing to take him into the boat, and immediately the boat reached the shore where they were heading. The moment Jesus is welcomed aboard, their situation changes drastically. The immediate resolution of their predicament illustrates a profound theological insight. See, inviting Jesus into our boat, our lives, changes everything. For a moment, I want you to consider Paul's encouragement in Philippians chapter 4. Paul says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." So how does inviting Jesus in transform our fears into peace? Again, it's his very presence, it's his very voice that calms the storm, not just around us, but in us. In this story, we see the immediate impact of embracing Jesus' presence in our lives, not just as a guest, but as the captain of our journey. As you reflect on this miraculous event, I want you to take a moment to consider your own life's storms. Are you rowing hard against the wind? Are you inviting Jesus to take control? Like the sailor we talked about at the beginning, whose trust was in something greater than the sea, may your faith and my faith be in the one who walks on water, who commands the winds and waves, whose presence brings us to our desired haven, not because the storms always cease, but because we're no longer navigating them alone. As Jesus himself promises in John chapter 14, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let your hearts not be troubled, neither let them be afraid." In the midst of our storms, may this promise keep you and I anchored. Thank you so much for joining us today. Until next time, may you find peace and purpose in the presence of Christ, no matter the storm that you find yourself in.
Thank you for tuning in to Beyond Sunday. We hope the conversations and insights shared here have brought you encouragement and have deepened your journey of faith. If today's episode has inspired you, we invite you to follow or subscribe to our podcast so you never miss an opportunity to grow closer to Jesus alongside us. Don't forget to share this podcast with friends and family who might be blessed by it too. Until next time, thanks for joining us, and may God bless you abundantly.